and Dr. David Gonzalez, a cardiologist at Star Valley Health, joining me live and in studio this morning. Dr. Gonzalez, hello. How are you today?
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, it is Valentine's Day, so we had to have the heart doctor come in, right? just naturally
makes
fitting.
Sense. Makes sense.
Well, we appreciate your time. Tell us about yourself. We had you in. It's been probably a year ago, though, so it's been a while. Remind us your background and what led you to become a cardiologist at Star Valley Health.
You're right. It's been over a year or so ago that I was here at your station. I've been practicing over here at Star Valley for a year and a half now. This is the first permanent cardiology program here in the Valley, which has been quite an honor. I have been at this for about 35 years now as a cardiologist. Recently, prior to arriving here, I was focused on interventional cardiology, basically stenting, taking care of acute heart attack patients, doing transcatheter aortic valve replacements, taking care of little holes in the heart and things like that, mainly doing a lot of interventional type procedures, but also some general cardiology. I am originally from South Texas, but grew up in Southwest Colorado, and have practiced in two or three different places, most recently in Pocatello at Portneuf Medical Center for 15 years before I arrived here. Practice here has been mainly a lot of general cardiology, which has been great. Echocardiography, diagnostic type of practice, and also medical management of all sorts of cardiology problems. I'm sure most of the Valley folks know by now that we are also in the process of building a new heart lab in Alpine, which we're pretty excited about. I believe as of now, tentative start date where the lab will open. It's also going to include an emergency room and urgent care center, but the opening of the lab will probably be somewhere in November.
Oh, wow. So it's coming up. All right. So I want to get to the heart lab. First, you mentioned this is the you're running the first permanent cardiology department at Star Valley Health, if I understood that correctly. What goes into building a cardiology department and making it a function when it hasn't been there before?
That takes a huge commitment from the administrative part of Star Valley Health, and it's been led by the CEO, Dan Ordina, and a lot of other folks over there. The foundation, the medical board, all decided that they need to expand healthcare services in the Valley due to the growth in the Valley and demand. So that was the first part. And then, of course, making sure you have the money and allocating funds, because there's a lot that goes into that part. Hiring me, as well as making sure we have all the right equipment. We've bought a fair amount of equipment. There's been a fair amount of capital outlay that went into this. Started out with just myself and my nurse that I interviewed virtually, had never met until I arrived here and started practice. And we had two exam rooms and one office. We both crammed into the same office. No windows, by the way. Dan, are you listening? Now we have a physician's assistant and a medical assistant, my nurse, myself, two offices. We also have an office we spend time in Alpine as well. So it's been a year and a half, but we've made a lot of progress and certainly gotten slowly busier and busier. We also purchased a new echocardiogram machine, which is great, and are going to expand services from there.
Wow, that's incredible. So, you came in sprinting, and it sounds like you haven't stopped yet, have you?
That's for sure. And I forgot to include the part that I, as of now, in order to make sure that my skills stay up to date as far as interventional procedures, which we are going to be doing in Alpine, I do go to Pocatello and do procedures on heart catheterizations on patients from here. So that often requires that I drive in very snowy days or very snowy conditions like today. And in fact, I am heading there this evening, which I am not excited about, but has to be done.
Right. Dr. David Gonzalez in studio this morning from Star Valley Health, a cardiologist at Star Valley Health. All right, you mentioned the health lab that is in the works for the at the Alpine facility. What happens at a heart lab?
Well, it's actually going to be a hybrid lab. It's going to include pain management, Dr. McClure will be involved with that, and the orthopedists, Drs. Stuckey and Linford, will also be involved doing procedures there. But as far as from my standpoint, it requires a huge amount of capital outlay to buy all the equipment we need after you build the facility itself, and that's required a lot of help from folks in Star Valley, generous folks in Star Valley, as well as state and federal funding that has really helped. And other than that, it's really, we're right now in the process of starting to purchase all the other equipment we'll need, catheters, balloon stents, things like that. It's really almost overwhelming as far as trying to get the lab set up, but fortunately we have a lot of help, including probably some outside agencies that are helping us get this organized. So we're really, really excited and can't wait for the grand opening.
Yeah, that is that's a great addition to the healthcare in the community. You mentioned you practiced at Portsmouth and Pocatello, a very mm-hmm. large regional hospital, quite a few other large hospitals around the area. Is it unique to have these types of services in a small community like what's coming here to Star Valley?
Yes, it is. This is a critical access hospital. And you just don't see these kinds of facilities in an area like this. But with the growth rate here and the referral base expanding, we thought, or at least the powers that be that hired me, that really thought that this was something that would benefit the community. And I think over the course of the next several years, you're going to see that expand, and services are expanding from all aspects, including hiring many new specialists besides myself. So I'm very optimistic and very, very excited. And I think the folks that I've seen in my office and cared for during the course of the last year and a half are also very excited.
It's Dr. David Gonzalez in studio, cardiologist at Star Valley Health. Let's talk more about the services you offer. You gave us a real brief expanded overview. But when people come to see you, what is most common, the reason?
Most commonly in the Valley, we have a lot of retirees and a lot of folks that have received a lot their cardiology care mainly in either Utah or Idaho Falls, some in Pocatello as well. But most of the types of the things I see are cardiac arrhythmias and heart valve disorders, as well as coronary artery disease. That really is the core of most of the sorts of disease processes that I see. Some of it is preventative cardiology, dealing with folks with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, things like that as well. I spend most of my time treating folks with medications, medical management. Diagnostic testing includes echocardiography, ambulatory monitoring for heart arrhythmias, as well as nuclear medicine stress testing. And very, very soon, we'll be doing transesophageal echocardiograms and diagnostic angiograms, as well as stenting.
Wow. So many services offered right here at Star Valley Health. Dr. Gonzalez, do you ever ask your patients what their favorite football team is? Because I think after the Super Bowl, maybe an increase in Niners and an overtime game between the Chiefs and Niners, maybe an increase in heart health there.
Sometimes it's pretty obvious when I walk in the room because they're wearing their colors or team gear, and other times it pops out. I'm a very avid, diehard Denver Bronco fan, so things have been very, very slim for the last 8 years.
A lot of heart pain.
Heart pain. Most of the folks in the Valley seem to be either Packers fans, Vikings fans, and a smattering of Broncos fans.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sad, sad Raiders fan myself. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Right? We probably shouldn't have let that come out on the air between you and I, but
well, here's another tough story. My wife is an avid Kansas City Chiefs fan, so that's been kind of tough.
Wow, you're making it work.
I know.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah. I know.
Dr. David Gonzalez in studio. Dr. Gonzalez, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to updates on what's happening in Alpine.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's been great.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.